First off, thank you for the introduction. And just so if anyone doesn't know who I am, I'm a master's student with Dr. Green and Dr. Ray Jones at Clemson University. And I'd like to thank everyone whose name's on this first slide for helping me out one way or another with this project at some point. The effects of planting date and variety on thrips populations and injury to cotton in the southeastern United States. Thrips are minute winged insects. This minute size is one of the reasons why they're such a difficult pest to control. They like to crawl into crannies in the cotton and get in difficult places to see, so it's hard to scout for them physically without getting down there and looking for them. In terms of abundance, they're the number one pest in cotton in terms of just pure acreage, and they are capable of resistance, and there has been some concerns that thrips will become resistant to neonicotinoid insecticides, and there have been reports of tobacco thrips being resistant to neonicotinoid pesticides. Luckily, with the help of Dr. Kennedy's lab, we've been able to kind of pin down some predictability in the thrips population peaks, and that's kind of what spurred looking at planting date and varieties. Another good fact to know is that tobacco thrips and thrips are pests on cotton from cotyledon stage to four true leaves. That's very early in the cotton's development. Just to give you an example of how early they can infest, this cotyledon was actually closed up still when I opened it and I found an adult tobacco thrips feeding and likely ovipositing on the cotton. My objectives are to measure the effect of planting date on thrips numbers and plant injury in South Carolina, and to measure the effect of variety on cotton on thrips numbers and injury in the southeastern United States. For the planting date, we had two varieties of cotton. We had Delta Pine 1137, which is a mid to full maturing variety, and Phytogen 333, which is an early maturing variety. We planted the early one in 2016. We had 8 rows, 40 feet long with 4 reps. We had a two-factor design where we looked at planting date and seed treatment. I'm not going to get into seed treatment with this particular discussion, but the planting dates range anywhere from the 15th of April to the 15th of June, to give you an idea of the window. We sampled the thrips weekly with jars filled with alcohol. We dipped 10 plants per plot in the alcohol and then ran them through a filtration device and counted them with a microscope. And we also did visual injury samples on a 0 to 5 scale. I'll let you guys know what that looks like here on the next slide. The plant heights, we measured those weekly. That's a ground to terminal measurement. And we looked at biomass estimates at 42 days after planting in 2015 and 49 days after planting in 2016. And of course, we took yields with a mechanical plot picker. And as you can see, 0 is essentially no damage, and 5, you know, the terminal's taken out, the plant's completely dead. 3 would mean that you've kind of waited too long, the thrips have caused more economic damage than you should allow. And here's some of the results from 2015. This number is adults and nymphs pooled, and you can see that there is a peak on around the 25th of May, or on the x-axis, you've got the actual sampling date, and then each colored line that goes across is the planting date that was planted for cotton. And you can see that the 1st of May and the 8th of May were particularly hammered hard. Again, in 2016, you can kind of see the same kind of trend. You've kind of got that peak in mid-May to early June of thrips population numbers. However, maybe even more important than actual thrips populations numbers is the stage of cotton when it's hit with thrips. At the cotyledon stage, first true leaf and second true leaf, the cotton's particularly susceptible to thrips damage. And you can kind of see the bell curve emerge as the earlier dates have thrips on them for longer period of time than the middle dates. So as we kind of go through the cotton's development, you can see at the first true leaf stage, the numbers continue to be high, yet on the middle dates, they go down and the thrips aren't on the plants as long, or on the plant when it's susceptible to damage. And this, of course, is reflected in the injury ratings that we took. And you can see that those same sampling dates that were at the beginning, early to mid planning dates, saw much higher injury ratings than the mid or the early dates. And this is the same for 2015 and 2016. But there is a point when planning date can't necessarily be used. You've got a range depending on your geographic location, of course, and what variety you're working with. In Delta Pine 1137, which is a mid to full maturing variety, you can kind of see that the later planted dates, although they had less thrips and lower injury, you kind of run into some problems with yield as the cold weather inhibits their full yield potential at the end of the season. Whereas in an early maturing variety, it continues to increase in yield even at some of the later planting dates. And so you can kind of just see here some of the differences between them. So we know that you can use planting date to avoid getting thrips injury, and that the earlier dates will see some of the higher damage, like the last 2 weeks of April and the first week of May. But we also know that variety does have a factor in this interaction. So do varieties of cotton have different susceptibility to thrips? And for this study, we kind of had the same setup. We've got 8 rows with 40 feet long with 4 reps. Same kind of setup, but instead of 10 different planting dates, we had 12 different varieties. And we had 5 locations from South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, and Alabama, which have fairly different planting date windows and fairly different thrips population, dynamics. And to give you guys an idea of some of the different varieties that we have here, I've listed them all out by company, and the number off to the right will show you its relative maturity to the other varieties, where we have Stoneville 6182 is a full maturing variety, Phytogen 312 is an early maturing variety. And to help pool all of these different locations samplings together, if you know there's going to be rainfall and events that don't allow sampling to be exactly 1 week apart, we use the thrips days calculation to pool all of those together. First off, we kind of had Virginia, where you can see some of the highest injury and the highest numbers occurred. At this level of population, there wasn't a fleshing out of any differences in variety. The thrips pressure was just too great. But in North Carolina, where numbers were a little bit lower, we can definitely see some statistical differences in varieties, namely Stoneville 4946 and Delta Pine 1646. I just make sure that you look at some of these varieties that appear on the more resistant or susceptible side, because they will keep appearing in the next states that are to follow. And you can see, again, there's also a difference in thrips days for North Carolina between Stoneville 6182 and Delta Pine 1646, which is very interesting. In Georgia, again, we have Stoneville 4946 being less susceptible than Stoneville 6182. We also see some other players in there, Phytogen 312 and Delta Pine 1410. Interesting, though, there wasn't any difference in thrips days. I looked at some of these. The numbers look like they're significantly different, but my current statistical analysis doesn't show them being statistically different. So although they're numerically different, there wasn't a statistical difference between them. And in Alabama, we didn't see any differences in injury between varieties, but we did see some differences in thrips days. So although some varieties had thrips on them for a longer period of time, their injury rating was the same. So again, Stoneville 4946 had more thrips days, but its injury rating was about the same. I went ahead and pooled all the locations together, and we didn't have a difference in average thrips days, but we did have some differences in the average injury rating. Stoneville 4946, again, had a lower average injury rating statistically from several of the other varieties, and Delta Pine 1646 was more susceptible to thrips. So what can we draw from this? Some varieties of cotton are more susceptible to thrips than others, although the exact mechanism of susceptibility is not known. Planting date and variety are both important for development of cotton and thrips, and planting date can allow thrips populations to be avoided to some extent. I'd like to thank the South Carolina Cotton Board, Cotton Incorporated, industry sponsors, and the 2016 Adisto Bug Crew. And I would now like to take any questions. Yes.
Did you look at any leaf characteristics or other plant characteristics that might suggest a mechanism of resistance?
Currently, I'm looking at some. The question was, did we look at any characteristics that would give us an idea of what might be causing the resistance in these varieties? And the answer is yes. I haven't gotten to analyzing that data yet, so I wasn't ready to share it. But I am looking at some differences in seed size and other parameters like that between varieties that might contribute to some of these differences. Yes?
Do you think climatic variation might influence the signal that you saw along the large latitudinal gradient?
The question was, do I think there's any differences between the locations based off latitude and other geographical factors? And the answer is, I think yes. I think there is a big difference. I think I don't have data with me, but I know that in cold conditions, the cotton's growth is going to be slowed down. So if you compound that with a small amount of thrips, that could potentially lead to worse injury or worse stunted growth than a warm climate that has a lot of thrips on it, for sure.
Any more questions? All right, well, that is it for this session.